covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it. Thursday here on the program. Now, we've all heard the stories of the patient wandering off from the adult care center, from the old folks' home, wandering off somewhere, getting lost, sometimes being found, sometimes not. We've heard those stories. We've also heard stories of children wandering off, and, of course, we have Amber Alerts and things of that nature. My next guest has what some would consider a fairly radical idea, at least from what I understand, to solve the problem. State Representative Peter Lucido back on the program from Shelby Township. Peter, welcome back.
Yes, good morning.
All right, so you've got this HB 5037, if I'm not mistaken, and it includes this language for guardians of, I guess, of children and elderly, anybody who can be appointed a guardian, right?
Guardians and or parents, legal authority over anyone, and that would be limited to just those individuals, nobody else. So if I have an adopted child, if I have a special needs child that's through natural birth and or by adoption, or a guardian, if I'm a guardian for my mother or my father,
no.
That is what I'm speaking about on a voluntary basis.
So if you have legal authority.
Right.
Over somebody, however that is, if you're a parent, legal authority over a child,
right.
Or a guardian over, you know, overlooking an elderly person, whatever it may be, then you have suggested that this person would have, if I read this correctly, and I'm going to quote, the power to implant a subcutaneous tracking device with the ward as used in this subdivision. Subcutaneous means existing, performed, or introduced under the skin. Tracking
right.
device means an item, application, or... You want to put tracking devices in human beings.
Well, you know, you say it like that, but see, what you really realize is
I'm quoting the language.
It's mainly an optional, voluntary program for somebody who has a special needs child, autistic child, somebody who has a vulnerable adult, such as a mother or father, who can't take care of themselves, and timing is critical when that individual may be at harm's way.
But that's not what you told me. You said anybody who has the authority, which would mean any parent.
Well, if the parent wanted to do this to a child, it would be through a hospital administration only. This is not something that the police are involved with. So if I wanted to have this chip put in, this is the chip I would put in through hospital records and protected by HIPAA for exclusiveness of finding a child. If a child's been abducted, child's been involved with human trafficking, you want to get to the root of the problem? If it's there and it's apparent, then you have immediacy at your beck and call to go ahead and find that child or find that vulnerable.
Well, sure, but if you take it to the next logic, this is the way it starts, Peter.
Well, you know what? You say that, but you have nothing to back it up, because here's the reality.
I know. You always tell me I have nothing to back it up.
Program.
I know. You want to put tracking chips in humans, and I have nothing to back it up. Go on.
Well, here's the deal. Wisconsin has a tech company right now that had a voluntary program for getting implants with their employees to open doors, log onto their computers, and purchase break room snacks, which means they swipe it in the palm of their hand. It's the size of a piece of rice. Out of the 50 employees at the company, every one of them did it because they said for convenience-ness, okay, it's not a tracking device. Mind you, it's not a tracking device. And it did raise privacy concerns. But it's not a GPS. It's not following. It's not doing that.
But that's not what your legislation
technology
says.
Technology and efficiency.
If I may, let me read your bill to you again.
Sure.
Here it is, part two. Tracking device, in quotations,
correct.
Means an item, application, or product that is passively or actively capable of transmitting location. So that's exactly what you wrote in your bill, a tracking
it's
device.
Exactly what the intent is, and to carry that out with somebody who, and if you read the bill further, which you didn't, vulnerable, somebody who can't take care of themselves, or a parent that wishes to have this as an option or an alternative. So, yes, you're absolutely right, Steve, but here's the problem. when I have a father who's walking out of the house in the middle of the night and doesn't know who he is or where he's going, I would rather have that tracking device in my father so that I would have time on my side if he can't take care of himself. That would make it easier for my family.
And if a parent wants to put tracking devices in their children just because it's easier, then they can do that under your bill.
And also they have Find a Friend on their phones right now, which means the family has these phones where they know exactly where their children are. They don't have to bother them or call them. They know that they're home safely for the night if they're in college, or they know that they're stranded somewhere and they need to be reached. They already have that in the telephones, but the problem is if they get abducted, that the perpetrators or the abductor takes the phone and smashes it and gets rid of it. If it's a bracelet, they throw it in the river, and now we never find the individual. And for these individuals that we have hundreds and thousands that have been lost or abducted or human trafficked or all these other things, I'd like to hear from the listeners, what options or alternatives are you giving?
Well, then, for convenience,
we don't have this type of behavior.
For convenience, I think we should have implants in all people. That way, we could know where they are.
The bill doesn't read that. It says totally optional.
I understand the bill doesn't read that. I can read it, and I did read the bill. And here's the thing. This is step one, and then where does it go from there?
You know what? It's always the first step, isn't it? In everything that we do, like cars, airplanes, and boats, eventually, if technology wants to take it there, but there's a protection that the society must learn, and that is this is administered through a hospital. This is not something that's done through a police agency or a government agency.
Is it entered into a computer? Of course.
The computer system would be within the hospital under HIPAA.
Right. All right, well, now we put it out there. When is the vote going to come up? We've only got a few seconds left. First of all,
we don't have a vote on it because it has to have a committee hearing first. And then afterwards, it has to get out of committee for a vote. But the reality is, I want to make sure families are safe and that loved ones are found immediately. That's the intent of the bill.
There you have it. Peter Lucido representing Michigan Shelby Township. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Greatly appreciated. All right, I'll take your letters on that one at stevegruber.com. Drop me notes on that one. Implants, yes or no, good or bad. We'll be right back.